Caleta Cove in Acapulco, Mexico. Caleta Cove will always have a place in my heart, in my mind, because that's where it began. I didn't know it at the time. My father would often take a week and we would go from Zihuatanejo to Acapulco and spend a week at the hotel, not at the Hotel Caleta, not at the hotel at the Caleta Cove, because that was very expensive. But three streets back, three blocks back, there was a very fine Mexican hotel, clean, affordable, and a mere three blocks to walk to the Caleta Cove. My father would take me about Acapulco, rarely explaining where we were going or why or the significance of this particular place. But I would tag along and act like I was interested, and sometimes I could become somewhat interested, but these places that he would take me weren't that interesting to me. He took me to docks and to restaurants, or, you know, just spots on the Malecón, or different places, you know, random places. I never understood why. And whenever we went to Acapulco, we always took in sunset at the Caleta Hotel Bar. Now, the Caleta Cove is one of the most pristine, most beautiful coves in all of Mexico. And it is in a perfect horseshoe shape, and the hotel itself was in the same horseshoe shape. So sitting in the bar looking out over the beach at sunset was truly, you know, beautiful and delightful. And it was there that my father would drink and tell stories of when he and my mother first came to Acapulco a couple years before I was born. I believe the year was 1953, and that was when he caught the second largest marlin in the world that year. I had always seen the pictures and heard the stories of how he fought this marlin for 8 hours outside the Bay of Acapulco. And I'd seen the pictures of the marlin, the sailfish, hanging next to two other marlins and sailfishes, and it was literally twice the size. These were huge, giant fish. And this was my father's electric connection to Ernest Hemingway. This was one of these Hemingway connections that I became aware of as I grew older. And it was there in Acapulco when he would talk about my mother, and he would drink, and I would learn more and more about my mom, who had passed at the age of 9 and a half, 10 when I first came to Mexico. So I never tired of his stories. And though he became rather despondent and serious at times, most of the time it was a happy memory. Perhaps the happiest memories of my father's life. And it was after many, many sunsets at the Caleta Hotel, which we could have owned, by the way. That was one of the significant aspects of this hotel. My father, while there with my mother, had been offered the cove itself. And at the time, it was a very beautiful cove with almost, you know, nothing in it at all. And the price was $5,000. And that was a lot of money at that time, and my father didn't have it. But my father's father had it. because he was a corporate lawyer in Saginaw, Michigan, a very successful corporate lawyer. And when my father had graduated from college, he immediately went to Acapulco with my mother. Both my mother and my father had gone to the University of Michigan. Much to my grandfather's chagrin, because of a lawyer, of course, he expected his son to follow in his footsteps and in fact had an office at his office for his son with his son's name on the door engraved, and it was all set. My father would follow in my grandfather's footsteps as a corporate lawyer. And while there in Mexico that summer after he graduated from Michigan University, there with my mother, faced with a dilemma. He could own this beautiful, beautiful cove, perhaps arguably one of the most beautiful coves in all of Mexico. All he had to do was ask his father for the money. And he told the story of the many times he called collect, only to hang up, never completing the call. He had to choose. He knew the choice when he made the call. He would have to become a lawyer in his father's firm to get the $5,000 to own this cove, this most gorgeous turquoise, perfectly shaped cove, Caleta Cove. He never completed the call. And of course, as the years passed, he always wondered if he would have been able to hang on to it anyway. But we enjoyed the thought that the hotel bar that we sat in, overlooking the cove and the sunset, was in some way connected to us, that we could have been the owners of this hotel. Only if my father had completed that collect call just once. But it's pretty clear. My father always chose freedom over riches.